Hello, everybody.
Hi, Bill.
I'm going to pray quick. Heavenly Father, I thank you that you're such a good God. Pray that we would have fun as I try to get this down. You're such an awesome God. Amen. So I'm the opposite of Jonathan. I get bored very quickly. So I write my own message, and then I do not read it. Because I would sit here and be like, oh, this again. Even if I read it once. I practice in college, but definitely not now. Anyway, so tonight was the presence, right? All about conquering in his presence. Amen. And I have been legitimizing that over the last 8 months, 9 months, because I had quit my job and tried to start a business. And it is now at the point where kind of like a make or break, where it's got to start making money or else I got to start contracting out. So it is my dream to run a business, and I really believe that the Lord called me to quit. So I have now, in a very forced way, needed to learn what his presence actually means. And even as I was thinking of just how funny it's going to be in the future should this business come off and do well, you think of all like the quotes on Steve Jobs, and you think of, you know, Elon Musk or Jeff Bezos, or these billion-dollar men. And you read these quotes, and they're really interesting. And you say, wow, that's an amazing way to look at the world. And then if I ever got there where I would be looked at as, okay, how did he build this business? It would just be like, well, I cried a lot. I complained a lot. And if you knew how much work I put in, you would not be impressed. Because it is so hilarious how much I have just like wept. I'm like, Father, I can't do this. And so there's just been this, I need to be in his presence to like survive. And that is a great place to be. And it's actually a choice sometimes. Yes. It's like, I have the faith to say I can do it, but man, I don't have the faith to be in it. And that's okay for a little bit. So I found these three cool little verses that kind of connected. I'm not going to wait for you to get there. Psalm 16:11. You will show me the path of life. In your presence is fullness of joy. And at your right hand are pleasures forevermore. So in your presence is fullness of joy. Right? So we use that word. In your presence you get joy. Then he said, go your way. This is Nehemiah 8:10. Then he said, go your way. Eat the fat, drink the sweet, and send portions for those who have nothing prepared. For this is the day is holy unto the Lord. For do not sorrow, the joy of the Lord is your strength. In your presence is fullness of joy. So then all of a sudden you get, okay, in your presence you get joy. Joy then is my strength, and I could do all things through Christ who strengthens me. So it's like, if I'm in his presence, I could do anything. And it's just like this cool little transition. So what I'm going to do, I don't really make messages to teach people. I kind of just make messages based on what I've been learning. And if it applies to you, yay. Anyway, so this is what I kind of learned. Because I've needed his presence so, like, desperately, if I'm not, I'll, like, play games all day. And that's in a literal sense. And then it's really bad. And so I'll recognize it, and I'm getting pretty good at recognizing when I'm not, when, you know, the Lord will never leave me or forsake me, but there is definitely a time where I'm just not there. So in his presence, so I'm going to go in a little practical slicing, dicing type thing. In his presence, you get joy, right? Confidence in the Lord, you know, your confidence that he'll protect you. You're sitting there and you're programming or you're calling, you're cold calling, you're saying, all right, this is going to happen, and I'm excited. And, like, even to a sadness where you get rejected, and you still go, you know, and you're happy, and you still go. And if you're not in his presence, you fear. You're pausing, you're unsure, and you end up praying the same prayer over and over. Like it's going to be better. In his presence, darkness does not scare you. If I say, surely the darkness shall fall on me, even the night shall be light to me. Indeed, the darkness shall not hide from you, but the light shines as the day. The darkness and the light are both alike to you. So when I'm in his presence, I don't care about darkness. But without his presence, darkness scares me. The unknown is paralyzing. Your calling becomes like the extent of what you could kind of see. And all of a sudden you start, okay, maybe I wasn't called to make this amount of money. Maybe I was just to match my salary at my 9-to-5. Maybe I wasn't supposed to reach for that many clients, maybe just 2 or 3. And I was at a church service and I had somebody pray over me, that exact thing, like, no, don't be afraid to dream. What are you talking about? Don't be afraid to dream. Because I was limiting my calling, my goal, my blessing, because I was scared of the darkness. And I'm going to go to Daniel 11:32. So I could wait for you guys to get there if you have your Bible, because I'm taking a while. So Daniel 11:32 says, those who do wickedly against the... But the people who know that God shall be strong will carry out great exploits. So it's like, you know, you're in darkness and it just doesn't matter to you when you're in his presence. You're just like clinging to him because he is light and nothing really matters. Light or darkness doesn't matter. Okay, so when you're in his presence, and this is a big one for me to kind of acknowledge on a day-to-day basis, pressure helps you. That stress of something needs to happen. Let's go. There is responsibility on your shoulders. That helps you. Psalms 90:12 says, teach me to number our days that we may gain the heart of wisdom. No. Do not waste time. You have 70,000 days, whatever, left in your life. In a literal sense, to number them. Be like, I'm going to be dead in this amount of days. I better rush. That helps you when you're in the Spirit, when you're in his presence. If you're not in his presence, it hurts you. That's also paralyzing. It's discouraging you. And you always need more time, it seems. Oh, I just don't have enough time. And because we also, at the time of me kind of quitting, like 4 months later, we were given like this big house to be responsible of, Victoria and I. And so a lot of the same responsibilities that I had 5 months ago are much easier now, and I didn't get less responsibilities. What happened? It was just, I didn't need more time. It's like I'm in the presence, and I just do what he tells me to do, and we're going. And focused. This was incredible. When you're in the presence, I'm focused. And it's not necessarily just, that's one of the distracted. Okay, so focused. And behold, a woman of Canaan came from that region and cried out to him, saying, have mercy on me, O Lord, Son of God. My daughter is severely demon-possessed. So she's like in turmoil. That's awful. Her daughter, who she is loving, is possessed. And he ignores her. And his disciples are like, listen, send her away. She keeps crying. Then she's crying for us now. But he answered and said, I was not sent except to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. So he's saying, I was here for the Jews and you're a Gentile. Did he not feel the pain of the daughter? Did he not understand that? But he said, no. I'm focused on one thing. My Holy Spirit will come and he'll help your daughter. But for me, I'm here for the Jews. And that's it. And There were plenty of other people who were hurting, but that's not why Jesus was here. And so when I'm in the Spirit, that makes sense. I'm here to provide for family, to run a business, and to, you know, I have a few things that I'm focused on. When I'm distracted, not only will I end up entertaining myself, when I'm outside of the presence, I'll start entertaining myself, movies, TV, games. That's what'll, you know, just to distract me, but also I won't be able to say no to things that are good, that are just not my calling. Because both of them are not my calling. Now, there are homeless people in Sable. There are hurting people in Sable. There are Bible studies that I could be leading. There are ministries that I could be starting. But if I'm not called to do it, it's just a distraction of the devil. And so that's what happens. When I'm in the Spirit, I could say, no, I'm not doing that tonight. No, I'm not going over your house. No, I can't do this. No to entertainment. When I'm not, I'm just game for anybody to take my attention. And one way, when you're in the Spirit, you please the Lord. You actually please the Lord. Eric Little said this. He was the runner. Do you guys all know who Eric Little is? Pretty much. He's pretty famous in the Christian community. God made me fast, and when I run, I feel his pleasure. Talk about a calling himself, right? He said, but oh, don't you want to go to China? No, no, no. Why did he make me fast? When running, he felt the presence of the Lord. When you're not in the presence, you do not please the Lord, right? Remember the guy with the talents? He said, Jesus is a hard man, somebody who just did not spend time with Jesus. Because anybody who describes Jesus as a hard man the way he did just doesn't know Jesus. So he was outside. And what happened there? He said, you wicked and lazy servant. And I cast the unprofitable servant into the outer darkness. There will be weeping, gnashing of teeth. I am in a legit sense completely unprofitable to Jesus outside of the Spirit. Even if I'm running Bible studies or I'm doing this and that, it doesn't matter. If I'm outside of the Spirit, I'm outside of my calling, I'm unprofitable. So when I look at these things and I say, okay, am I saying yes to too many things and not focusing on what? Okay, I gotta get back. I gotta get back to my prayer room as quick as possible. And because I like how what Johnny was saying, and I'm getting there, but I'm definitely not there with that ever existing presence. Because man, when I'll go in the prayer room, I'll have a good time, but when I leave, there's like this disconnect. And man, I'm learning to, okay, bring this with me. Just bring it with me. So when I sit down and work, I'm also feeling his pleasure. And so it's kind of cool because that is what I'm striving for now. And if I had never quit, I would have been completely content with my quiet time. And then when I leave quiet time, I'm crazy. And how do we get back? Right, so I kind of listed a few things. And so then, how do I get back? What stops me from then coming from, and I'm going to end with this, because this is what I have found to be the most difficult way to get from not in the presence to into the presence. What is the number one hindrance to that? And in Matthew it says, and he said, therefore, I have said to you that no one can come to me unless it has been granted to him by my Father. And he had just said, you must eat my flesh and drink my blood. From that time on, many of his disciples went back and walked with him no more. And what I find amazing is all those disciples believed in Jesus, but they didn't believe that he was the only way. He's the legit, the only way to get from distracted to focused, to fear to joy. Like, that's it. From darkness scaring you to darkness not scaring me. He's the only way. And people couldn't accept that. And then I personalize it. Oh, can I accept that? Can I accept it that at the end of the day, 5 years down the road, if I'm successful in the business and we end up staying in the home, can I say it was all Jesus? And that is much more difficult than it seems. Say, there is no other way I could do it without like clinging to him like a little child. And it's such arrogance to say otherwise, but it doesn't feel like it. It just feels like I want to do it. I want to do it on my own. And it's such a beautiful thing the Lord will say, no, you need me and me alone. And ultimately, as you hear from the testimonies, it's the better way to live. It's the more exciting way to live, ultimately. But man, it is rough getting there. And so, as I kind of like spot myself doing this, I'll say, Father, it is only through you that I'm successful in this. And so I need you now. And so it's going to be really fun to watch what the Lord can do through me if I just say, go, Father. So I'm going to end in prayer. Heavenly Father, I thank you, Jesus, for how faithful you are to us, Father. I thank you that you could cut the soul from the spirit, God, so clearly with your word, and that we could know what is joy and what is fear, and when darkness scares, or when pressure helps, when I'm focused, when I'm not pleasing. Father, it's so obvious to you, Father, but as we kind of struggle through it ourselves, God, I ask, oh God, that you would give us the humility to stay in your presence, to bring it everywhere. Father, and to just constantly say, it's only through you, it's only through you, it's only through you, it's only through you. Pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.